I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. 1,400 missing in Guatemala in the wake of horrific mudslides are considered dead. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says their partners say they've lost two churches in the hardest-hit region. Many of the students had family in the destroyed valley. Hawkins says many of these students and church leaders also lost their study materials along with everything else.
We would like to send a Spanish Bible and an El Camino Biblico to as many of the pastors and Bible school students as possible. And we can do that for $15 each, and that'll include the shipping.
Meanwhile, the hope of finding loved ones alive is shrinking in the Pakistan-India earthquake. Food for the Hungry is helping in Jesus' name to renew hope where more than 30,000 died and millions are homeless. FHI has already identified local partners in both countries and will provide care kits, tents, blankets, purified water, and more. In addition, medical and construction teams will arrive in the area later this week. Pray that they'll have a physical and spiritual impact. And poverty, famine, disease, war, disasters. All these things are tragic to anyone who experiences them, but those who pay the greatest price and suffer the most are the children. To address that, Wes Stafford, president of Compassion International, has written a book called Too Small to Ignore, Why Children Are the Next Big Thing. Stafford says the goal is to call the church to greater action.
I'm really eager that the church come to understand the importance of children in the kingdom of God, but beyond that, to understand how strategically important they are to the church, not only of tomorrow, which we often say, but the church of today, their place in among us as the men and women of God today.
The book releases this week. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.